Hello, folks. It's February 18th, but we're a day early to make up my being a day late. So we're doing the 19th challenge.
Money.
Money, honey.
Yes. Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round. Question number one. And you'll forgive the crunching of onions in your ears. Art and I are eating sandwiches. He's got a Caesar chicken wrap with all kinds of good things, and I got a tuna wrap with all kinds of good things. And we're hungry. Anyway, okay, love. Do you go by that expression, money is the root of all evil?
The love of money is the root of all evil.
There you go. It's not so much the money itself, but the love of it, the obsession with it, the greed of it, the covetousness of it, can be definitely the path to corruption and other evils. Can a person have too much money? What do you think?
I don't think so. As long as they find wise ways to give it away or spend it.
In the right hands, it can be a valuable thing. If you had a lot of money, what would you do with it? Well, I have, and who hasn't, fantasized about winning the huge lotteries like the Mega and Powerballs and stuff. And the last one was a net cash payout of like $350 million. Of course, Uncle Sam wants his shares. And I've been planning this for years. Of course, I'll probably never win it. But after paying off the house and taking care of family members with needs and my nephew's college trust fund, Art's sister and brother-in-law, etc. Taking a cruise or some kind of nice long sabbatical. And getting renovations done on the house, like new garage doors and new front and back doors and new windows in every room. I will invest about 50% of what I have left and actually, I'll probably invest 25% of what I have left because I want to save some rainy day money for me and Art to play with, meet medical expenses out of pocket, etc. But I would like to start a fund, a foundation for abused children. I'd like to find a piece of property that's absolutely gorgeous and build a protective little fortress, let's say, with cottages, a farm, a greenhouse, you know, things that the kids can work with, and have kids that have been traumatized or abused come there and receive nurture and healing and teaching and all that good stuff. That's what I'd like to do. What do you think of that?
Sounds good.
And that crunchy thing is a cucumber. So that would take a huge part of my money. I'd also like to, particularly now, I know there's some families and still recovering from Hurricane Sandy who haven't gotten the money they needed from FEMA or gotten messed up with all their insurance and can't afford to rebuild or raise their homes. And I'd like to pick a couple of families that really strike me and, have them apply and pick a couple of families that really strike me and rebuild for them. So that's how I would use my money. Would it change me? I hope not. I hope I'd be the same crazy, wacky, crazy, nutty lady in jeans and shirts and whatever. I know money does tend to change people. And those that can remain grounded, I admire. So, I pray that it won't change me, but make me better. More helpful to people. How about you, love?
Sounds good to me, dear.
Weren't you saying you knew a couple that had millions and were paranoid? You had told me about someone who was a millionaire that you knew, that they got all upset when they lost things in the stock market, and they were all paranoid about their money. Did he work at the labs, or how did you...
Yes, Steve Arnold. His father was S.R. Arnold, the Arnold of Arnold Engineering.
It must be a very sad life to be so... That's another thing. Money can be a prison for some people. You always have to be careful of who's interested in you and why. And make sure that it's not just because of your money. That is true.
Steve was pretty good. He was giving. He was very nice to me.
Was he a pilot?
Yep.
Of course. He had to be one of the good guys.
It's just a 180, and then he sold it and got a 210, and he let me have a key to the hangar and use the 210 whenever I wanted to.
That's neat. I think it was his wife, you said. She kind of started hitting the bottle at some point.
Yeah, I think she did.
Went a little bit off. But, so, it really can affect different people different ways. So I'm just hoping that should I ever win the lottery, I'll just be me. The same lovable, nutty creature that you hear before you. Anyway. That's it for money, honey. Any last words on the subject, Mr. Storm?
No.
Nope. And I will finish my sandwich and run out into the cold on an errand. So we'll catch you tomorrow, or the next day, or some point soon. Bye.